You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Wednesday, it's executive lounge time on a Wednesday, and we're chatting to a very special executive about a very special journey leading one of the largest companies that we have on the JSE. I'm joined on the line by the outgoing CEO or retiring CEO at Astral Foods, a gentleman by the name of Christian Schutte. He's been at the business since 2005, officially being the CEO since 2009, so more than 16 years as the CEO of Astral Foods. That time has come to an end. At the end of this month, Chris will be stepping down. But before he steps down, he's graciously agreed to chat to us about his career and about the things that he's enjoyed most. Christian, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. 16 years as the CEO, more than 20 years at the company. It's been quite the journey. How do you reflect on it?
Jimmy, good day. Yeah, thank you for that question. Just to give a bit of perspective, I started in the poultry industry in 1984. So it's 41 years this year as a poultryman. Started right at the bottom in a poultry shed and moved along in the company. And when Astral was formed out of the Tiger group. It was unbundled. All the primary agricultural companies was unbundled out of Tiger Brands. And I moved to that part of the business and first involved in the feed side of the business, and then later on joined the board in 2006, the main board, and was appointed the CEO against any expectation in 2009. And here I am 16 years later with the privilege of leading this great company, CEO for the past 16 years. I'm being told that it's one of the longest serving CEOs on the JSE. So, yeah, what an exciting journey. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chris, what keeps a man a poultry man for four decades?
That's a difficult question to answer. I always get asked, how did you join the poultry industry? It was purely by default. I was in the early years of my life, just after school, enrolled in the Air Force. And after the four-year contract, I was looking for a job and was offered this junior job as a shed worker on a poultry farm. And that's where it started. So I'm not sure if I chose the poultry industry or if it chose me. So it's a very exciting business. It's alive. Every day you wake up and the environment around you is different, and you have to adapt to that, and it keeps you awake and it keeps you on your toes every day.
Certainly things like bird flu definitely keep you up at night, especially when you think about a business the size of Astral and the impact that that would have on that business. But we're not talking about Astral tonight. We are taking a look at the life and the career that was the career of Mr. Christian Schutte. Chris, what would you say was the biggest thing that you've learned in your career? I mean, it's been quite a lengthy career. It has been an extensive career with lots of experience across various aspects of the business, across various businesses, as you mentioned. What would you say were some of the key things that you've learned in your career?
Yeah, the first thing, and just to give a bit perspective, so I'm also apparently one of the only CEOs with no university degree or further education beyond Standard 10. So I had to wake up earlier in the morning and go to bed later. And later on in my career, there was only one thing that was important, and that's to surround yourself with the best people you can find. And I think that's been a great part of the success of Astral is the team effort. So the one thing is you cannot do it all on your own. Make sure you've got a strong team, people that pull in the same direction, who share the same vision. And I would reckon that any business, you know, especially in the listed arena, it's about a team and the people and not anything different from that.
Going into retirement at the end of this month, what are you most looking forward to about hanging up your hat and taking a bit of a breather?
Yeah, so everybody's got this dream about traveling and reading and playing golf and sitting on the beach. At this point in time, I don't really know what's going to happen to me. We've made a decision to go back to our roots down in the Southern Cape, where I met my wife in 1978. We got married in George, and we made a conscious decision to move down there and almost start anew down in the Southern Cape. Great place. I grew up in the Karoo and Oudtshoorn. And I think we're going to take it very slow for a year. But in that year, I'm still involved in Astral from an oversight position. So I think my first year will only start in 2026, where I really don't have any connection to Astral anymore. However, I have a lot of interest in Astral. I am quite a sizable shareholder in the business, so I don't think I can ever box it away and put it away. So and the poultry industry will always have new challenges. And then I think in a year or two from now, we'll make a decision how we're going to conduct this last phase of our lives. But no plans. I want to make sure that I put this career, you know, box it away nicely so that I can hand over to a great team. And then I would like to see how they're going to perform. There's some great people that worked with me for many, many years, some of them 40 years. The incoming CEO has been with me for 28 years. So I'm looking forward to see how they take this business to a next level.
After 47 years together, what would Mrs. Skitter say about you deciding to leave at this point? And what would she be most relieved about?
I think she's extremely nervous. I was born a disciplinarian, so everything in my life is very clear. It's all square and leveled out. Wherever I go, I square up everything on my desk, in the poultry shed, in my garage, in the fridge. Everything is square. And if I'm going to spend more time at home, she's going to be very afraid of me trying to run our lives in the way that I was brought up. So I think she's very, very nervous about me hanging around the house. And we're going to have to manage that. But we never, over the past 40 years, involved in poultry. It's a 24/7 game and all around the clock, all year. So we never had extended holidays or travel arrangements or fancy vacations. So I think typically we're going to try in the first year is just do a bit of traveling. And that traveling will be local. We've got a beautiful country. And there's so many things we haven't explored. So it will give us a bit of freedom to wake up one morning and say, let's leave tomorrow to a small town somewhere in the Karoo or in the West Coast. So I think we're both looking forward to just a bit of more freedom around traveling arrangements.
Mm. Chris, is there a hobby that you're looking forward to taking up that you might not have had time to while you were working? Is there something you've always wanted to just try that you never had the time to pursue?
Look, I've always been a keen golfer but never played. So my handicap is golf. So we live on a golf estate now. I play maybe once every second month, and now we're moving to a golfing estate down in the Southern Cape. So I'm going to try to become better at golf. I love the game because you play against yourself and you're handicapped by yourself. And I love that kind of challenge. So I'm looking forward to that. And then also we've been avid Harley-Davidson people. So we've spent more than 50,000 kilometers together on a Harley-Davidson. And now we'll have time, especially with the good roads down in the Southern Western Cape, is maybe just to get back on the Harley again. It's been parked now for over 5 years. So we're going to take that up again, Jimmy.
When you're on the Harley and you're seeing the countryside and you're traveling through South Africa, what's the one thing that you want to stop for? What's the one meal that you stop for and you think, I can't go without this?
Well, it's interesting. It's not actually a meal. What I like about it is to stop with the Harley at a fuel station or petrol station or at a toll gate or at a Wimpy and then meet the people. And I'm notorious for appointing people that's got the spark in their eye. And I've got a number of people over the past couple of years that I picked up either as petrol attendants or waiters or people working at toll gates. So that's the one thing I look forward is to look for that one person that just needs a bit of an opportunity somewhere. And I've got, I believe it's over 90 of those kind of people that I've met over the past years that still actively work in our group. So that's the one thing I like, is to find that one person who needs a bit of a kickstart.
Always giving back despite being on holiday. Chris, if you had to impart one piece of wisdom that you've carried with you throughout your entire career, perhaps to someone that is starting out at Astral, or even to someone that is just looking at starting a business, starting something new, what would that be?
The one thing is, surround yourself with good people, but life in general is a DIY job. You can't expect anybody else but yourself to shape your life or your career. You have to do everything yourself. It's a DIY job, and you can do that only if you surround yourself with good people who's got the same vision. So wake up a bit earlier. And one lesson, I still make my own bed every day, or almost every day. So that is how you start. It's a discipline. If you don't have discipline, you're going to struggle in any form of business. Self-discipline. Clean your own shoes, make your own bed, always be on time, and have respect for the people around you.
Mm-hmm. What about striking a balance between work and home life and not being someone that overworks? How do you approach that? How would you say that those out there that are perhaps struggling with that can look at it? I mean, to have a sustainable career for so long at some point requires some element of balance.
Yeah, and I'm guilty of that. I don't have a good balance, and I haven't had up to a year or two ago. From the point that I realized that it's time to move on, there were no balance, and that's not healthy. But then again, you know, if you put together in the standard way, is you work hard and you don't see it as a challenge, but it's continuous improvement, and it doesn't matter how many hours it take, but you're never done with your work. So, and it's not to be the best or the quickest or the fastest or the most profitable. And it's always about continuous improvement. If you don't improve year on year, day on day, you're going to be caught out somewhere. But yeah, unfortunately, in our game, it's a bit of an unbalanced life, but that also works for some people in my gene pool.
It's always important to find a good balance, but it is equally as important to surround yourself with the right people. I think we'll leave the conversation on that note. It's been quite a lovely conversation. It's unfortunate that is probably the last conversation that we will have as you step out of the CEO's role. But we wish you all of the very best in your retirement. We hope that you enjoy all of the things that you've always wanted to enjoy. And thank you for all of the many, many years of contributions and conversations around Astral Foods. We'll leave the conversation there. That was Christian Skitter, who is the retiring CEO at Astral Foods, joining us this week for our Executive Lounge.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.